Members of the Legislative Bush Caucus were told last week in a lunch and learn session on rural sanitation that the state needs almost $1 billion to build, replace, and maintain rural sanitation systems. But as Cambier's Jacqueline Estes reports, the gap between the level of need and funding is large.
State and tribal representatives told members of the Bush Caucus it would take about $900 million to do what's needed to bring modern sanitation to all Alaskans. Last year, the state put about $9 million and federal agencies put $51 million toward rural sanitation in Alaska. The combined $60 million is less than half of allocations 10 years ago. David Beveridge, the Director of Project Management at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, or ANTHC, says Alaska is competing with other states for its share of a shrinking pool of federal funding.
If you look through the Build Safe Water program, it gets matched with federal dollars on a 75% ratio. So for every $25, the federal government will kick in the $75. So that's been a big component of the funding in Alaska, and that's gone down.
The issue is one of public health. According to Bill Griffith, the facility program manager for Village Safe Water with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, he told legislators recent studies show Alaskans without clean water and flush toilets experience dramatically higher rates of hospitalization for respiratory diseases such as pneumonia.
Those rates were anywhere from 5 times greater to 11 times greater in villages in Alaska with less than 10% of homes served.
And Griffith says a significant number of Alaskan communities are unserved or underserved.
There's about 30 villages around the state that still don't have running water and sewer to any homes, coupled with about a dozen or so communities that have what we call small haul systems, where they use trailers and to bring water to homes, and then they use different trailers to pick up sewage.
Climate change is adding to the magnitude of the issue. Gavin Dixon manages a rural energy initiative for ANTHC.
We're having homes where we have connections to homes with Arctic pipes. Homes will settle and the pipes don't, so there's differential settling and that will break away from the houses. There's a lot of conditions that are happening. We have the flooding. We don't have the sea ice to protect the shores. A lot of cases, you look at what happened in Kotlik, and it wiped almost the whole system out just in a matter of hours.
Dixon says energy audits show that investments of an average of $80,000 per community for little fixes would return much more in energy cost savings in just 4 or 5 years. He says those savings in energy costs would boost local economies and cut state spending for power cost equalization subsidies. Representative Neil Foster of Nome says improving rural sanitation would boost the state's economy, and he says legislators would create an uproar if they experienced the same conditions.
Boy, if we ever took every toilet out of this building, it would be a revolution. We wouldn't stand for people essentially living in a third world type situation. And so I think it's something that needs to be made a priority. I think that we have to bring the people, at the lowest rungs up before we can kind of move forward as a state.
Agencies and tribes are collaborating to improve operator training and to reduce operational costs, and they're working with the private sector to create innovative designs well-suited to Arctic conditions. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.